You're listening at 60 dB. Imagine life without credit cards. If you couldn't borrow to finance a big purchase, like, say, a new laptop, how would you do it? Well, there's growing evidence that many people all over the world turn to gambling. Sonia Paul brings us this story from Kampala, Uganda.
Legal sports betting in the African country of Uganda is booming. Tax revenue from the gambling industry has shot up by more than 4,500% since 2003. And the reasons why are apparent on most busy streets here in Kampala. Take Kabalagala. It's a bustling neighborhood sometimes referred to as Uganda's Las Vegas. And 26-year-old Elias Aroket is ducking in and out of the sports betting shops dotting its sidewalks. There are 17 of them.
I finished doing my accounting course. I never got a job. I had interest in football. I got a job in sports betting. That was in 2012.
He got a job in sports betting after a win on a match inspired him to work in the gaming industry. He's now a betting company's public relations officer. But he also still gambles.
I'm not so ambitious that I'll build a big house from betting, or I'll buy land, or I'll make a shop from betting. No, I just get that money just to clear up some small things, and I'll be like that.
Build a house? Buy land? It may sound pretty far-fetched. Something better fit for, say, taking out a loan at a bank. But many gamblers in Uganda view betting as their chance for a better life. Inside one of the sports betting shops here, a local radio station rings out from a speaker. A few men seated on plastic chairs stare intently at the muted soccer matches playing on two flat-screen TVs. Others chat while standing in line to place their bets. It's not a big game day. People are hanging out. But for those with big bets on the games, the mood is intense and focused. Back on the street, Elias says these customers are mostly casual laborers who earn by the day. They don't have credit cards. Small loans are impossible for most of these guys.
Now when they are off duty, they come and be in the shop. But I heard that some people sell what they have to start betting.
He hears rumors that some men will sell prized possessions to place bets. For people like Joshua Shkule, who's the Secretary General of the Interreligious Council of Uganda, this is incredibly frustrating.
This time they spend speaking and talking about sports, you can't imagine.
He says betting has been a disaster for Ugandans.
Instead of engaging themselves in things that are going to benefit their lives, they're in sports. And not even our Ugandan sports. They're talking about sports in Europe.
But economic researchers argue this isn't simply a failure of the people. Something else is at play that's helping betting to flourish. Banks that don't serve working people. Sylvan Herskowitz researches development economics at UC Berkeley, particularly sports betting in Uganda. He says one reason betting is so popular is that it's difficult for most Ugandans to work with banks and build credit.
This is a setting where the cost of credit is high, and saving is really hard. I mean, it's hard anywhere, but I think it's particularly hard in a lot of these settings.
Many people who bet are seriously trying to win to afford items beyond their daily wages, like household repairs, he says. Similar to scratch tickets in the US, you raise your chances of winning the more you bet, which is why some people bet more and more. They tend not to realize they're playing against an international odds market stacked against them.
And what it suggests to me is that we should focus on helping people to improve their ability to save, that we should focus on improving people's access to affordable credit. And by doing that, you can reduce the sort of more problematic part of people's participation in betting.
Some people around the world are trying to transform gambling habits into savings habits with a concept called prize-linked savings. A U.S. startup called The Long Game, for instance, created an app that gives people a weekly lottery ticket worth up to $1 million, but only if they keep putting money into a savings account. But in Uganda, nothing like this exists. Instead, interest rates on credit cards range from 22 to 25%, according to the World Bank, and qualifying for a card impossibly hard for most workers. Meanwhile, the thrill for gambling remains unmatched, says Elias. Anyone hungry for a long-term vision to become reality can understand this.
Betting is about hope, possibility, chances. Even life is about chances.
At 60 dB, I'm Sonia Paul.